New state water quality rules could soon apply to all of Vermont's farms. The rules will cover not just dairy farms, but other livestock operations as well as vegetable and crop farms. If the draft rules are approved, the Agency of Agriculture will now certify and inspect an additional 1,500 small farms. That's a big increase from the 170 in the current permitting program. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
They're headed into the barn to eat.
Miles Tudhope has run this 115-cow dairy farm in Orwell for almost 30 years. He says 20 years ago he was an average-sized farm. Now he fits the state's definition of a small farm. And for the first time, he'll soon have to be certified and inspected. He says it will be more paperwork.
Just a pain in the butt. You know, I mean, we have a nutrient management plan, but it's in our head. And now we're just going to have to document it.
He points to strips of corn and hay, leading to a low spot, which is a seasonal waterway. The final strip is a buffer of grass, which holds soil and nutrients.
We've done the accepted agricultural practices for years, so I think this is just moving it towards mandatory for people that need help on some of those issues.
The Agency of Agriculture's Laura DiPietro agrees that the new required agricultural practices are not much of a change from the current rules.
These rules have been around for 20 years, and they've applied to everybody, even the one chicken in the backyard, essentially. But the challenge has been the effort that the agency had in terms of resources was really focused at areas where, you know, larger land management. So we did the medium and the large farms under permit programs, and now we're moving down towards the smaller farms.
Small farms have only seen an agency water quality specialist like John Roberts if there was a complaint. Now Roberts says they'll count on regular inspections and annual certification of compliance. He says most farmers know about the winter manure spreading ban, but they may not know much about the rules designed to prevent erosion and runoff. He says farmers will be allowed to make improvements before enforcement action is taken.
Because our goal is to make sure they're in compliance, but our goal is also to help them get in compliance if they're not.
Even smaller farms with under 50 cows won't need to certify but still must follow the RAPs and will be regulated by the Agency of Agriculture. Authority over backyard livestock like chickens and a few horses or cows will be given to municipalities unless there are adverse water quality impacts. The Ag Agency's Ryan Patch says the RAPs are not just for dairy. All livestock, vegetable, and annual crops are covered.
So some of the land management requirements would be the same across, you know, livestock operations, whether you're managing sheep or goats or dairy cows, beef cows or horses. The same standards as far as preventing erosion on stream banks to making sure your manure stacks are the same distance from surface water or ditches. Those standards would apply.
Vegetable farms with over 50 acres in production will be required to certify as small farms. That includes Footbrook Farm, an organic vegetable farm in Johnson. Farmer Tony LaHoulier says he sees more water quality problems from roadside ditches and sewage treatment plants than farms, but he says farmers should play a part in reducing pollution.
I believe if we did get those buffers along the edges of the rivers, try to keep the manure storage away from the edges, as far as farming goes, you're going to be reducing the majority of it.
He was one of the first vegetable farmers to implement a nutrient management plan and says it changed the way he manages his soil.
It's a real good thing for everyone to just go through the steps and understand it. Because if you're just throwing down tandem loads of compost every year, you're adding so much phosphorus.
When the draft rules are finalized this fall, those 1,500 certified small farms will be inspected once every 7 years. The Clean Water Fund created by the new law included money to increase the number of small farm specialists to 5, but the agency acknowledges that the challenge of doing those inspections will be greater than their resources. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.